Torah is timeless. There's not even a question about it. But what's fascinating is when you read a drasha that was written many, many, many years ago in the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s, and you listen to it and you hear it, and yet it echoes to our day. Parshas Truma has within it three words that come up over and over again. In terms of the dimensions in the Mishkan, we're always told that there's Orech, Rochav, and Koma. Orech is length, Rochav is width, and Koma is height. So, what's Orech? So, Rabbi Bernard Berzon suggests the following, that Orech, Rochav, and Koma actually have to do with our lives. Orech is the length, the line, to get from one place to another. He says, what is that? It's my job. It's my everyday life. Those are the things that you do every day. You got no choice. And often we find ourselves looking and staring and saying, wow, my job is so boring. But the guy next door, what he does is super exciting. I know I find myself sometimes when I'm talking to people and I hear what they do professionally, it's fascinating because what I do is amazing. But what I do every single day. So after a while, you say to yourself, all right, well, you know, I'm going to teach. I'm going to deal with the discipline. That's what happens in life. But you hear this person talking about his field, and wow, it's amazing. But the truth is, everybody feels that way. Our jobs are what we do by rote. So other people's jobs perhaps have a slightly different dimension and a slightly greater appeal. So he says, that's Orech. What's Rochav? So Rochav is, how do I widen myself? So I widen myself by my interests, whether it's my social interests, whether it is by my pursuit of certain greater goods, social justice, my charitable givings. It's my personality. So if I'm a baseball fan, that's great. If I volunteer in my shul, that's wonderful. All of that represents my rochav. Okay, so a person that has orech and rochav, turns out they have a pretty good thing. They've got a job that keeps them going every day. They have interests which keep them from losing their mind from the monotony of their everyday life. But he says, what's koma? Koma is how I get my height. How do I get my height? Height is by what is what judges me based on the things that I invest. What do I invest? I invest in my character. So he says that's in terms of my spiritual gains. And the taller you are spiritually, the higher you are. He suggests a fascinating idea. He says, if you think about it, we live in a city, many of us in New York. So you live in the suburbs. What do? You build outward. I widen my property. My house gets a little bit bigger this way, that way. But what happens when you live in the city where real estate is so prime? You can't build sideways, you build up. So he says that's really what's happening. We're building ourselves as skyscrapers each and every day. Why? Because my spiritual pursuits are where we say, my job is my job, that's my length. My interests are my interests, that's my width. But I want to grow. There's only one way to grow. That's upward. Every person has the opportunity to be a skyscraper. They have the opportunity to decide that I'm going to go above and beyond what I am right now. That's how we define ourselves. So again, it's a beautiful idea that Rabbi Berzon suggests. Every single person has to realize they have their orach, their profession, and what makes up their day. They have their rochav, their interests, which build onto their personality. But what is eternal is our koma. And that's the question we have to ask ourselves regularly. What's my koma? Am I building myself taller? Am I building myself higher? Am I building myself stronger? That is certainly what we want to achieve.